Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save big money at
Menards. This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Friday, May 31st. Happy Friday to everyone. The weekend is almost here. So today we are talking about the Jaguars wide receivers. To me, they have a really interesting and diverse group of receivers this year. We're going to talk about them here today, what they bring to the table. Are they talented enough to help Trevor Lawrence have his best season yet as a pro? Are they talented enough to help open up this offense a little bit more than it has been in recent years? Again, we're going to dive into that. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Really appreciate y'all's support. So you have two new veterans in Gabe Davis and Devin Duvernay, who have a lot of experience in this league. You have first-round pick Brian Thomas Jr. coming in and a undrafted free agent Joshua Cephas, who looks like he has a real chance. If you go back and look at his college tape, what he did at the Shrine Bowl, what he has done so far at Jaguars OTAs, which again, unpadded practices, but this is a guy that looks like he belongs. Christian Kirk, Parker Washington, Elijah Cooks, Tim Jones, these are your players that were kind of here last year and have a chance to, obviously Christian Kirk and Parker Washington, I think, are on this football team. Elijah Cooks and Tim Jones, a chance to compete. Evan Ingram should also be included in this conversation. Yes, he is a tight end. He catches a lot of passes. He is a receiver in this offense. So we're going to dive into it here today. Teams most commonly keep six receivers. You've seen the Jaguars keep seven before, as recently as last year. So you could keep six, you could keep seven. I really doubt it's less than six with what they have on this roster. We don't know how they'll play it out this year in terms of the numbers, but we are going to focus here on the top guys and then talk a little bit about the depth at the end. But I think you'd be remiss if you did not start with Christian Kirk here. It's well established how he wins. The connection with Trevor Lawrence and Christian Kirk is, you know, it's tight. Like, they have a fantastic connection on and off the field. And when they are both on the field, over the last year and a half, the Jaguars have been a very, very difficult team to beat because they know how to connect in the most important moments, right? You've seen that time and time again. So Christian Kirk is your starting slot receiver. You see him on two-way goes, incredibly difficult to keep up with if you're a nickel corner. Slot fades, he excels at. He's actually been the most effective slot fade receiver out of the slot, obviously, over the last couple years in Jacksonville. Deep overs, you've seen him win on a lot of those. Crossers, finding the soft spot in zones. He wins on all these types of routes, all these types of situations. He is a great route runner. He uses head fakes, shoulder fakes, his speed, quickness, fluidity. He's smart. He is a tough player. He's a high-volume target who will pick up a ton of first downs in this offense and score as well. So I don't think much is going to change about Christian Kirk's role moving forward. Evan Ingram, probably going to be your second highest volume receiver in this offense. He can win on screens, shallow crossers. He can actually align outside and win on fades. Trevor Lawrence loves to throw the ball up and let his receivers go try to get it. Evan Ingram can do that. He has the ability to stretch the seam, which the Jaguars haven't utilized that all that often. In recent years, he can find space against zones as well, just like Christian Kirk. And he can be a yak monster. You get him the ball short, you get just a little bit of a crease, a little bit of blocking, and it can be off to the races for Evan Ingram. For me, I would guess that Ingram and Kirk, being the two most veteran guys in terms of their experience with Trevor Lawrence the last 2 years, I think they will easily break 100 targets. Probably both of them will get close to, if not exceed, 100 catches. You saw Evan Ingram do that last year. Christian Kirk was on pace to get close to that as well before his injury. That's how good and important they are. They're going to be high volume guys. They're both in their prime. They're both pros. They come to work and bust their ass, and they're in the meeting rooms. They're in the practice room. They get after it. They are guys that are focused on being the best they can be for their football team. And it's a joy to be able to cover them and watch them go out there and work, because they're both extremely talented and hardworking. So again, I think those are your two highest volume receivers. And those are two guys that win a lot of middle of the field, a lot of short to intermediate routes. Again, the fades, those can go deep, right? But where you see them win is more short and intermediate. And I think the Jaguars are going to want to kind of attack the middle of the field more this year than they have certainly in 2023. Now, you also have Gabe Davis, who comes over from Buffalo. He will probably be early on, at the very least, the third target in this passing game. He's a player that can do a lot for you, quite frankly, very versatile. But one thing to note, with all the guys that they have in this receiver room that can play, matchups that they want to exploit on a weekly basis, I think, will dictate where the ball is going to go. They're going to be an offense where one guy can lead the team in targets 1 week, a different guy the next week, a different guy the next week. Even though I say that Christian Kirk and Evan Ingram are going to be the highest volume targets, I think at the end of the season they will be, that doesn't necessarily mean that week in and week out, those are going to be the guys that get the most targets. But again, talking about Gabe Davis, number one area he wins is on the vertical plane. He can stack defensive backs. He can get behind them with his size, his physicality, his ability to release off the line of scrimmage, his length. And another thing about him that's great is you can line him up all over the formation, even though I think his primary role for Jacksonville will be the X. Like, you see Buffalo line him up in the slot or even right up at the line, you know, H-back type of role. He's a great blocker. That allows you to really use some misdirection as an offense, sleight of hand. You make it look like you're going to run the ball or you're going to get the ball out quickly. You look like Gabe Davis is going to block, and then all of a sudden he's screaming downfield wide open for a touchdown. I love that. I love that versatility. I love that utility that he brings. But from an X receiver position, again, he can release against press both inside or outside. He's got an inside and outside release. Very reliable hands. He's not the fastest, but he's big, he's strong, he's tough, got great length, can fight through contact throughout the route and create late separation.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think Gabe Davis is going to be a really nice addition, and this is still a young player. A lot of people kind of talk about him like he's been in the league forever. 25 years old. Then you have Brian Thomas Jr., BTJ. He has the physical ability, the athletic profile, the flexibility, the quickness to do anything as a receiver, to line up anywhere. Obviously, doesn't have NFL experience on his side. Where he's comfortable winning the most right now is on the vertical plane. Similar to Gabe Davis, but he does it in a much different way, right? Gabe Davis is all about the strength, the physicality, the size. Brian Thomas Jr., For him, it's more about speed and quickness, flexibility. He, down the field, he just eats up grass with those strides. Incredibly difficult to stick with. And he's a guy where he can look covered when the ball is thrown. He's going to get to that ball quicker than you are as a defensive back. He just is down the field when you're running full speed. So I think that he's going to help open up the Jaguars offense in a big way. Press Taylor told me when I asked him about it earlier this week, he said, yeah, with Brian Thomas Jr.'s speed and length, we do expect that we're going to be able to convert on more of these vertical opportunities in 2024. So he's excellent at running the slot fade, excellent at the nine route, you know, the post, the corner, all that good stuff. Where you want to see him grow as a receiver is more of the route tree, right? The digs, all the other stuff, right? Anything that's horizontal, anything where you have in-breaking routes or out-breaking routes, he hasn't done as much of. He's done a lot of the vertical plane stuff at LSU. He's also a slot fade merchant. That's two guys we've talked about, you know, Christian Kirk and Brian Thomas Jr. that really, really succeed at a high level on slot fades. Talked about Evan Ingram's ability to run the fade route as well. I think you're going to see a lot of fades in Duval moving forward. So when the Jaguars, when they come out in 11 personnel, I'm thinking it's usually going to be Davis at X, Kirk in the slot, Brian Thomas Jr. at the Z position, Evan Ingram at tight end, Travis Etienne out there as well. That is a really dangerous group of skill players. You have size, speed, athleticism, length, versatility, and with everyone out there except for Brian Thomas Jr., you have a wealth of experience. Now, Gabe Davis doesn't have experience in this offense, but he has a lot of experience in the NFL. And then you talk about Kirk, Ingram, and Etienne. They have a lot of experience in this offense and with quarterback Trevor Lawrence. Travis Etienne's been with him for what? The last 6-7 years? Like, they've been together a long time dating back to their days at Clemson. So there should be a lot of chemistry, a lot of versatility, a lot of talent out there for the Jaguars offense for their skill positions. To me, they have more than enough skill and talent with their top four wide receivers with Travis Etienne to help Trevor Lawrence out much more than he has been helped the last 3 years. I think Davis and Thomas have the talent to be more effective than the combo of Zay Jones and Calvin Ridley, who both departed this offseason. For me, Ridley, maybe he'll be better in 2024. In fact, I expect him to be closer to what you saw before the suspension, before he left football for almost 2 years. But in 2023, it was a mixed bag. There was highs, there was lows, there was dropped passes, missed opportunities, running the wrong route, not at the right depth, different things like that. Understandably so. But I think that as much as he helped the Jaguars offense, he hurt it in ways as well in 2023. So we'll see how it plays out with Calvin Ridley moving forward. But I think Brian Thomas Jr. and Gabe Davis have the chance to be more efficient and effective and help open up this vertical passing attack. And I think this passing attack is going to be much more vertical, as we have said. They have the protection plan in place now with Mitch Morris at center, with healthy offensive tackles, with Ezra Cleveland being here. Brandon Scherff is a very good pass protector. They have multiple receivers that specialize in getting open deep. The average depth of target for Gabe Davis, for a Brian Thomas Jr., it is extremely far down the field. I'd guess as of right now, when you talk about depth, if anyone goes down, Devin Duvernay would probably be the next man up. He has speed, he has experience outside and in the slot in the NFL. So I think that he would be the next man up, whether it's an injury on the outside or on the inside. But you have Parker Washington, who can win in the slot as well in this league. You have Elijah Cooks, who has the talent to win in this league. Joshua Cephas, he looks like he should make the team. I think the depth will be more prepared to win this season, right? Like, part of the reason that the Jaguars struggled offensively last year, Zay Jones went down with an injury, was never himself after that, even when he tried to come back. So that hurt. He was a huge part of the Jaguars offense. He was their top outside receiver outside of Calvin Ridley, right? So do you have someone now who is better prepared to fulfill that role in like a Devin Duvernay, a year two Parker Washington, a year two Elijah Cooks, a Joshua Cephas, who is incredibly productive during his college career and has the size, the release package, the throttle ability, the hands to be more consistent than what you saw on the field last year after Christian Kirk went down, after Zay Jones went down. I think that they do have a better plan in place here. I do. We will see how it plays out with how many players make this team at wide receiver, but I think the Jaguars have the guys throughout the depth chart and at the top of the depth chart to make Trevor Lawrence's life a bit easier in 2024 than it was in 2023, and to convert down the field more often. And the more vertical you can get in the passing game, the less precise you have to be down to down. Because if you can pick up chunk plays, explosives down the field, it just makes your life that much easier. It makes it harder on the defense. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member right here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app.
Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.